decide to wait now, just during the election, so that I won't be able to campaign. I will be appealing this.
After Donald Trump sat in a courtroom in Manhattan and got the devastating news that trial in the Manhattan District Attorney criminal case against him for the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels would start April 15th. That's right. Trial will start April 15th. Donald Trump held a press conference at 40 Wall Street and basically had a total meltdown, whining and complaining and saying things like he doesn't think that trial's actually going to happen after the judge, Justice Juan Merchan, set that April 15th trial date. Justice Juan Merchan rejected all of Donald Trump's lawyers' arguments for delay and said, in fact, the Manhattan District Attorney didn't just meet their obligations, but they went well above their obligations in turning over the discovery and documents they were required to turn over. I want to show you this first clip from the very whiny press conference that Donald Trump held, where he says that he doesn't think there is going to be a trial or doesn't know that one's going to take place after Justice Juan Merchan set the trial date. And one thing I want to point out and share with you as well is that finally and thankfully, President Biden's campaign is just hitting back and mocking Donald Trump for these weak and pathetic and just bizarre press conferences. First clip I'm going to show you right here is Donald Trump saying that he doesn't really believe the trial is going to happen. Play the clip.
Sir, back to the trial here in 3 weeks. Do you plan to testify and are you concerned?
Which hearing?
The trial here.
I don't know that you're going to have the trial.
And in another moment of cognitive decline, Donald Trump says that he wants to bring crime back. Here, play this clip.
And we'll bring crime back to law and order. We're going to get those words law and order back because our cities are a disaster.
Next, Donald Trump doesn't seem to understand what an election is. Play the clip.
Done before in this country. You can't have an election in the middle of a political season. We just had Super Tuesday, and we had a Tuesday after a Tuesday already. And we had Louisiana the other day, a couple of days ago, and we won in a record number, the highest number ever recorded. But we're in the middle of an election right now, and we're fighting.
Then Donald Trump does not reject or deny the notion that he could or would be willing to accept foreign money in order to help him post the bond, which is now reduced to $175 million in the New York Attorney General civil fraud case. Here, watch this. It's part of the same press conference.
If you ever accept money from a foreign government to pay the bond or fines or
anything? No, I don't do that. I think you'd be allowed to possibly. I don't know. I mean, if you go borrow from a big bank, many of the banks are outside of this. As you know, the biggest banks, frankly, are outside of our country. So you could do that, but I don't need to borrow money. I have a lot of money. I built a great company, but I don't want to have a crooked judge named Ngoren and a crooked, horrible, the worst, I would say without question, attorney general in the country, the most.
And Donald Trump couldn't help himself here. He had to attack Justice Ngoren, not Justice Juan Merchan, who he also attacked. Justice Juan Merchan's in the criminal case. Ngoren was in the civil case where Trump was hit with a $464 million judgment. Just to be clear, the judgment is still $464 million, with the appellate division just allowed Donald Trump to do his post the bond for a lesser amount of $175 million. Trump still owes $464, but Trump needed a payment plan because he doesn't have the cash, and I think the appellate division, unfortunately, gave him privileges that none of us would get. But watch this clip of Trump attacking Ngoren.
Respect the appellate division for substantially reducing that ridiculous amount of money that was put on by a corrupt judge named Ngoren. He ought to be seriously looked at, especially what he did with valuations. He's a fraudulent valuator where he values Mar-a-Lago at $18 million and people say it's worth 50 to 100 times that much, the biggest experts in the business. So he ought to be looked at, and James ought to be looked at, because she tried to get him. She's like the puppet master of the judge. And, you know, our state, this state, is losing tremendous prestige. It's losing its companies. It's losing its people. They're fleeing, and violent crime is flourishing. And we can't have that. We can't have that. No city should have that.
Then Donald Trump whines and says that he will be appealing this. It's not appealable. And that's the clip I shared with you at the beginning of this video where Trump says, we will be appealing this. There's nothing to appeal. The trial date is the trial date. It's April 15th. Here, play this clip.
This is a pure case of voter intimidation and election interference, and it shouldn't be allowed to happen. This case could have been brought by the DA, but they didn't want to bring it because they said they have no case. And then they bring it anyway. As you know, DA Bragg did not want to bring this case. He was forced into it for outside reasons, and it's a disgrace that it can happen. But this was a case that could have been brought 3.5 years ago, and they decide to wait now, just during the election, so that I won't be able to campaign. We'll be appealing this.
Have you heard of Boncharge? Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list is endless. But my favorite product from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. The infrared sauna blanket works wonders. It has for me, and I know it will for you as well. The sauna blanket works by raising heart rate to that of physical exercise, so it burns calories while you relax. You can burn up to 600 calories in just one session. Sweating helps flush out those heavy metals and other toxins, and the infrared heat elevates your heart rate while relaxing, which releases endorphins and can leave you feeling euphoric after your session. It works by using infrared light, which heats the body directly rather than the air around you like a traditional sauna. This means you get the same benefits at a lower heat. You also do not need to have your head in the heat like a traditional sauna. It's so easy to set up. It takes less than a minute to set up, in fact, and it heats up rapidly. Enjoy a session for 30 to 40 minutes while relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating, whatever you'd like. I've tried other products, but they simply don't work nearly as well as Boncharge. Boncharge infrared sauna is easy to clean up. It heats up quickly. It's super simple to use, and the lightweight design makes it perfect. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time and has free shipping on every sauna blanket with no hidden costs. And it comes with a 12-month warranty. So here's what you got to do. Go to boncharge.com/Midas and use the coupon code Midas, M-E-I-D-A-S, to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/Midas and use the coupon code Midas to save 15%. And when the proceedings started today, here's what Donald Trump said. This is when he walked into court. He said, everything's fraudulent, everything's fraudulent, everything's a hoax. Here, play this clip. The Biden-Harris campaign came out with the following statement. Donald Trump is weak and desperate, both as a man and a candidate for president. He spent the weekend golfing, the morning comparing himself to Jesus, and the afternoon lying about having money he definitely doesn't have. His campaign can't raise money. He is uninterested in campaigning outside his country club. And every time he opens his mouth, he pushes moderate and suburban voters away with his dangerous agenda. America deserves better than a feeble, confused, and tired Donald Trump. Love that statement right there. And President Biden mocked Donald Trump over the weekend when Donald Trump celebrated his own golf club giving him an award. And Trump wrote, "It is my great honor to be at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach tonight, awards night, to receive the club championship trophy and the senior club championship trophy. I won both." And he puts that all in caps, and President Biden responded, "Congratulations, Donald. Quite the accomplishment there." And as President Biden also stated in his statement earlier in the day, Donald Trump compared himself to Jesus. And just so you see that, you know, we're not making it up, here's the post by Trump. Trump wrote while he was walking into the courtroom in the Manhattan District Attorney case. He goes, "Received this morning. Beautiful. Thank you. It's ironic that Christ walked through his greatest persecution the very week they are trying to steal your property from you. But have you seen this verse?" It's a statement that Donald Trump posted. As we reported on MidasTouch.com, Judge Mershon denied Donald Trump's motion alleging prosecutorial misconduct. He was scathing in his criticism of Donald Trump's lawyer's grandstanding and behavior. Justice Mershon stated the following, "The people went far above and beyond what they were required to do, and it is odd that we are even here, that we've even been brought here by Donald Trump and his lawyers just making this stuff up." So the criminal trial against Donald Trump in the Manhattan District Attorney case, April 15th, you see Donald Trump whining right there as well. I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million together. Check out the new Midas Touch YouTube channel, True Crime MTN. Just search on YouTube, True Crime MTN. A lot of people have been saying, can you guys do some legal takes and hot takes and get some of the best analysts to do this? Some takes outside of Trump news. Well, we're going to keep a lot of the political stuff here, all of the political stuff here. But David Ehrenberg is leading Midas Touch True Crime. You just search True Crime MTN. David Ehrenberg, one of the best lawyers in the country, is leading that channel. Check that out. True Crime MTN. Have a great day.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.